G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 12. John Barker here, joined by Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. And, well, you know the Spring Carnival is well and truly underway when it's Caulfield Guineas Day. And this time around, the Carnival is kicking on in Sydney as well, Joel.
Yeah, it is a cracking day of racing. Caulfield Guineas Day always is. And, yeah, as you said, Carnival will just continue to go on in Sydney. We've got the Group 1 up there, Spring Champion Stakes with a warm favourite, a few smallish fields in Sydney, and I think it's fair to suggest that most of the focus will be on Melbourne with a couple of cracking Group 1s. Two racking guineas, big fields, 1,000 guineas Ladbrokes, smaller fields, but plenty of intrigue in all of them.
Well, even so, I think the $2 million Caulfield Guineas, it is Caulfield Guineas Day, and I think Caulfield Guineas is the highlight of the day, Daniel, and that barrier draw on Tuesday really threw a spanner in the works.
Certainly did. A lot of people keen on Dallas End, myself included, pre-barrier draw. I think a few people are sticking with him. I think he's the best horse in the race. But, yeah, unlike the 1,000 guineas barrier draw, the Caulfield guineas barrier draw has definitely, as you said, thrown a spanner in the works and added a bit of intrigue. And, yeah, we'll see how it all pans out on Saturday, won't we?
We will indeed. We'll take you right through the 10-race Caulfield card, all black type. We start off with the two-year-olds. None of them have seen the racetrack before. It's the English Debutant Stakes, 1,000 metres at listed level. Joel, you know anything about this?
Tossing up between 1 and 3. I was with the Big Easy last week, and they scratched it from Flemington. I've ended up relegating him to second behind Rock of Kryptonite. Both of their jump outs I've liked quite some deal. So if I can back the both, prices permitting, I will too. Tanker hit the line well in his trial, and 5, Bella Nipotina, next best.
Yeah, with the Big Easy, hard to say, hard to have too much confidence in this race, but probably the picker, those for mine. Rook of Kryptonite has jumped out well as well, though, and we'll go Euphoric Summer in next, 3-1-6 for me.
I went for Pounce, but also in Brisbane. Do we know anything about that?
Yeah, he's an emergency, I think, in Brisbane against a pretty warm favourite of Snowden. So
there's a few scratchings in the race already, so if they will get a run if they elect to go to Brizzy, but yeah, couldn't tell you where they're electing to go.
Anyway, put Pounce on top from Rock of Kryptonite. Euphoric Summer and Latin Affair, 8167. Race 2 at Caulfield, the big screen company, Weekend Hustler, 1,400 metre listed race.
Seven Waging War might get his birthday on Saturday. He's been around the mark, you know. A wide run over racing, and yet kept finding the line last start against a couple of these. So maybe with the better draw, he can turn the tables to beat 3 Rocks the Castle. Very honest, you know, he'll be up near the lead and giving his all. 2 Renewal, big win first up, and 9 Mandela Effect will strip a lot fitter for that fresh run.
Yeah, one of mine, Rocks the Castle, is in terrific form. This preparation has only just beaten, after leading throughout by a pretty smart one in Admiral's Joker, drawn relatively well again and really looks to lead this for fun. So we'll take some catching, the 3-2 Renewal, the next terrific first up run to continue his what is brilliant first up form. 4th fresh win and 5 starts. We'll get back and we'll need some luck in running, but definitely goes in numbers on the strength of that first up win. Mandela Effect, a little luckless at Moonee Valley first up, and Waging War in next, 3-2-9-7.
Yeah, well, Mandela Effect is one of mine, and yeah, I thought pretty unlucky first up. Can bounce back here, number 9 a bit. Renewal, Rocks the Castle, and Vacillator, 9, 2, 3, and 6. Mandela Effect, my value bet for the program. Race 3 at Caulfield is the Thoroughbred Club Stakes, 1,200 for 3-year-old fillies. And under these special weights, Loving Gabby does look to be pitched in. The Winning Post panel, 8 tipsters. Unanimous, but for Grace Ramage, who, if you look at the great Aussie punt-off, is not only the best tipster in this panel, but the best tipster in Australia. She's gone for a theory with Loving Gabby second, but you blokes are both with Loving Gabby.
Yeah, Loving Gabby. She went up $4.80. I was too slow there. I think about $2.60 now, more her go. As long as she's not looking for further than 1,200, but yeah, that was a big first up win when supposedly underdone. So she's on top. A couple of roughies in next, 12 back pedal. She wasn't bad behind Loving Gabby, rode the speed and did knock up late, but she'll be better for that off a good debut win. 11 Zupino, thought one okay first start. That was on the wet, then went down the straight behind Sistar, the sister to Sunlight, and just got lost down the straight. I think 50 or 60 to 1's probably overs. And 6 California Zimbal, who did open up favourite. She is promising. She beat the older horses first up in Sydney.
Yeah, we knew she was good loving Gabby, but I'm not sure we expected the strength of that first up win at Moonee Valley. She was simply awesome to continue her unbeaten first up record, beating Exhilarates, who was in terrific form prior at the set weight. She's on top for me. California Zimble, I followed her last preparation when she went to Brisbane, and I thought she raced pretty well there with no luck, and as Joel's just touched, had come up in Sydney and beat the older horse as well. Deserves to be thereabouts. A Theory in next, back around to Ben, I think is a good thing for her. And in for fourth, Zupino, 2.6.5.11.
Loving Gabby for me too, from California Zimble, A Theory, and Don't Tell the Boss, 2.6.5.8. Race four is the Bass Strait Beef Stakes, STEAKS. It is a Group 3 over 1,200 for the mares, 4 years old and up.
Two Merrill for me. I thought both her last two runs against the boys very good, including the latest in the Moya. 1,200 metre record is good. She's a stakes winner at the Valley and placed behind Sunlight this track and trip. Seven Profits Thumb was keen on her on Underwood Day. She got the cash. It was a lovely ride by Damien Lane, and she was quite dominant. She's just going to need a little bit of luck from that gate. One Manicure, sat deep, didn't matter, won easily last start. She really runs poorly. And Nine Improvement, I think 9 and 10 are both over the odds here, around $18 each of two. They're Quinalda race in Sydney. Little between them, and they'll both be going in my exotics, but number 9 has made my fourth spot.
Yeah, really tough affair, as a lot of these mares races are. One I thought was over the odds, though, in Moss Trip. Resuming there for the Peter and Paul Snowden team. Trialled up very well in Sydney, got back and sort of cruised home nicely under a hold. Fresh form is quite good, winning 2 from 4, and contested better races in this last preparation, and without winning ran okay, I thought. As I said, over the odds in this. Profits Thumb in next, up to 1100 metres, which is her pet distance last start. She was too good for a mare's benchmark 90. She can go on with it. Merrill in next, I thought was terrific in a Moya Stakes. Looked out of her depth there, but measured up. Finishing midfield in that, and Tofani in for four. The horse I got a bit of time for, but look, plenty of these, make a case for a few more of these. 8, 7, 2, 13.
Yeah, well, I'll make a case for one that no one else in the winning post panel has even got in at all, and that's Sweet Scandal. Does need to step up from that first up midweek win, but I thought I could do so. From Merrill, Manicure and Embrace Me, 10, 2, 1, 4. Race 5, Ladbrokes Herbert Power Stakes, intriguing one this. Group 2, 2,400 metres. We see a few of these imports that we have either not seen or not seen since last year. And indeed, only the two Aussie breds in this race. There are three Kiwi breds, leaving 10 from the Northern Hemisphere. Joel, what did you like?
Yeah, well, I'll be having two bets here. 11 Sully and 4 Glory Days. I've stuck with Sully. Convinced he's going to get a good win under the belt. I just thought that was it at the Valley the other night. But again, he just wanted to lay in, and that cost him. He went down by a nose to Captain Cook, but he's going well, as is Glory Days. Her two runs in Melbourne this time in have been super. She comes out of that same race at the Valley where she was held up and then hit the line hard. 9 Quafila, Corey Parrish back on. Last time he was aboard, she thrashed Mr. Quickie in the South Australian Derby, so expecting improvement from her from a good draw. And 3 Steel Prince, he's just tracking along beautifully. He can win without surprising.
Yeah, 3 on top for me, as Joel said, tracking on nicely. This prep Steel Prince, look, up to this 2,400 metres, much more his go, and he's on track towards the Melbourne Cup, which is his grand final. The 6 in next, True Self, a little bit over the odds. I thought his e-ball run was quite good on the speed there, 60.5 kilos. Back in distance, I think it's a bit of a tick for True Self. She's over the odds. 1 Prince of Aran and 15 Hangman, perhaps next best. But keen on Steel Prince, 3, 6, 1, 15.
Sully for me, from Steel Prince, Hacky and Prince of Aran. Who's lost the indefinite article since placing in the Melbourne Cup last year, Joel, as the other Prince of Aran retired or something.
Well, I think they've changed those rules now, so they can just stay their name as long as they've got the suffix next to them, which obviously it does.
Seems pretty sensible to me.
It does.
That's another step forward for racing.
Definitely.
11.351 for me. Race 6 is the first of the Group 1. Schweppes Thousand Guineas, $1 million. 3-year-old fillies, 1,600 metres.
Yeah, I've gone with number 3, Flit. She's a bit short, and I won't be backing her, but I think she'll be hard to beat. She was Very good first up. Probably should have won the prelude. She looked like she had plenty to give when chopped out for a run. I may have something small on a fair to remember. Thrown her in for second. Of course, she missed the run in the manifold, so it's a bit of an interrupted prep. But she should have gone close to winning last start, I would have thought. 10. Emeralds brings the Sydney form, has to be respected. And 4 Actings, probably over the odds of $11, having won the prelude quite comfortably.
Yeah, I'm with Emeralds on top. Thought she just went up the wrong price. Still at double figure odds now. And of course, the only Sydney visitor in the field. I love that Fun Star form. I think she, up to 1600 metres is a big tick for her. She'll be coming late. So she goes on top at a bit of a price. 7 and next, Missile Mantra. It's probably burnt punters this preparation. In saying that, her runs have been quite good. She's gone too far back. Again, another one will be suited up to the mile. Flit in next was too short to put on top, I thought, but a definite chance. And Tenley as well, I thought was unlucky 2 starts back. A little bit of forgive last start, got too far back in an on-pace race. Can atone, 10.732.
I did have Flit on top from Acting I Am Eloquent and Emeralds, 3.45.10. Race 7 is the Ladbroke Stakes, usually known as the Caulfield Stakes, 2,000 metre weight for age, Group 1 worth $1 million.
Yeah, well, I'm with the favourites here, but I've gone against the favourite in Avilius and with the second favourite, Holmesman, who didn't have a lot go right in the Underwood. Yeah, there's question marks over that form, I guess, with the people throwing up the age group of the winner and the third horse, but he went pretty well, Holmesman. He was a good first-up winner. He'll be close to the pace from this gate. He'll probably have a head start on Avilius. So I've lent his way. No real knock on Avilius. He did get back on the track with some given at last time. I think that's when he's at his absolute best, but his dry form's pretty good too. And then I've thrown in the 2 imports that we've got to respect. 9 Dreamcastle. The Godolphin camp usually get it right when they bring sort of these horses over. Pat Cosgrave over to ride. We saw him have some good success last spring. And 10 Dancer Terrier, who's being fancied for the Cox Plate. So 7, 5, 9, 10.
I thought it was just hard to go past Avilius. He ticks a lot of boxes. Just as Joel did say, probably better on wet ground, but the third up run win in the George Bay was quite good and steps up to 2,000 metres distance. He won fourth up last prep when winning the Randwick quite easily. short enough, no doubt, but hard to go past. So on top the 5. In the second, I have Dance Terrier. Of course, a big wrap around this horse here. Many saying he's the best horse in the race. For a bit of a break since winning a Group 1 in Europe last start. Cape of Good Hope, I think, is over the odds. Another who is resuming, has good first-up form. And Humidor, look, 3 zeros next to his name this prep, but I think he's going okay. 2,000 metres, definitely more his go. 5, 10, 11, 3.
Yeah, I put Avilius on top. The second, I put in the Japanese horse, Suzuka Devious, at any sort of odds. I'm just not convinced about the local weight for age form this year, so any of these imports could bob up without surprising. Holmesman third, and the Forgotten Gatting fourth. 5, 4, 7, and 8. Race 8 is the big one. Ladbrokes Caulfield Guineas, 1600 metres. Level weights for 3-year-olds. No fillies, of course, now that the 1,000 guineas is worth $1 million and run on the same day. I do reckon it would make more sense to run the 1,000 guineas on Caulfield Cup Day, but it's not, so there are no fillies. And there's certainly a full field of colts anyway. And 2 of the big chances in Dalasan and Kubrick will start from the 2 outside gates after the scratching of Creator, who drew 19. And there's very few horses win the 1,000 guineas. I think only one in the last 30 years or so has jumped from 14 or wider. So it certainly adds intrigue, Joel.
It does indeed. I've got one on top that's drawn, or just fits into that category of barrier 14, with an emergency will come into 13, so I might just escape that. Number 15, Soul Patch, for me on top. Just think it's a good year for an emerging horse like him that hasn't necessarily taken on the A grade yet, but with the lack of Sydney presence in this year's race, just think it's it presents a good opportunity for a horse like him. His debut win was good, they gave him a bit of time. His first up run was outstanding. They went a long way back and he charged home. And then the other day, showed his versatility at Flemington. He box seated. It was going to be a nightmare if he didn't win. He was held up for a large chunk of the Flemington straight. But once he did get clear, he sprinted well. And, you know, this is obviously a step up in grade, but he's versatile. He's on the up. He's a big, strong bloke too, so I think a strong mile will be fine. And, yeah, fingers crossed for Ken Keyes. He obviously went very close with an odds-on favourite a few years ago in Rich Enough. So 15 on top from 4 Kubrick. He is the Sydney colt making his way down here. Always thought this would be his peak grand final performance. With a bit of luck, he could win, as can 2 Dallasan. And 16 Express Pass is another horse that I've been following through the grades. Forget his prelude run. He just got wiped out when your deal fell. And if you ignore that, well, he was 3rd to Dallasan in the Danehill, and he's a chance. 15, 4, 2, 16.
Yeah, still with Dallasan and quite keen on the Adelaide colt. Although in his prelude run was really good. Of course, did a bit wrong, which is we've heard in the press with the jockey change, Hugh Bowman. Trainers looking for a stronger rider. But yeah, look, wide draw, I'm still going to be with him. I think he's the best horse in the race, and I think he'll be hard to beat with even luck. One I've been following this preparation at a bigger price is Vegas Knight from the Colin Little stable. His last start run the Stutt Stakes, Mooney Valley behind the Holy One, was enormous, I thought. Sat 3 wide, no cover the whole way, and had every right to sort of fade in the straight, but kept coming and was taking Grant off the winner of the line. It was a big run over the 1600 metre journey, and he can definitely figure out a bigger price. Kubrick in for 3rd. Sydney 4 must be respected, and Express Pass, another I'm keener on at a bigger each way price. 2 on top of 13, 4, 16.
Alligator Blood for me, unbeaten. Beat a few of these last time. Is not drawn brilliantly, but I was going to say forgotten horse, but $4.80 second favourite, not really forgotten at all. From 2 Dallasan, 4 Kubrick. The Golden Rose form has been the form for the Caulfield Guineas in recent years, and Kubrick is the only one from the Golden Rose running in the race, but he, as I mentioned earlier, is drawn wide, and for 3rd I chucked in 10 Rocco Bascarana, but certainly good luck to Soul Patch. That was just a tragedy, Rich Enough losing that race, I reckon. I mean, he was diggerised, wasn't he, the whole bloody way, some one of Gaze, was it?
Yeah, I think so. I remember because I was on Shooting to Win, so I was quite happy to see him getting pestered up near the lead, but it was a really game performance from him.
Race 9 at Caulfield on Saturday, Lamaro's Hotel, South Melbourne. Toorak handicap, 1600, only worth $500,000, but has attracted 21 acceptors. And if you can land this leg of the quaddy, you will be doing well to finish behind, I would have thought.
Yes, it's a wide open race, but in saying that, I've made my best in the day, so easy race maybe. Number 5, Night's Watch. Listeners would know I've always been a fan of his. I sort of dropped off a little bit last prep, but I'm back now because he was the talk of the trials up in Sydney earlier this spring. He was just absolutely flying, and they've just been patient with him. His first up run was very good behind Age of Chivalry without any luck. Probably should have gone close. And then went to wait for Age in the Maccabi Diva. He was alongside King's Real Dream there, and he ran pretty well. Back to a handicap. They've kept him fresh for the mile. I think if he's going to get a big race, this might be it. 14, Princess Jenny. Big fan of hers, she'll run well. 13, Muhammad Dias, never really sure he was up to this level, but he's going really well this prep. A nice soft draw will help. And 12, Fierce Impact, another horse I've always had a bit of time for. They sent him down for this race last year, he probably just wasn't quite up to it. Has he improved? Well, I think judging by his 2nd to Colding, he probably has, so he needs to, but I think he has. So there'd be my 4. Amphitrite is another for the quaddy, and yeah, possibly a few others, but no, I'm keen on Night's Watch.
With Age of Chivalry, the 11, it was quite good behind Big Good See Mother when placing in the Rupert Clark last. I think he's a horse that still has an improvement to come. Look, the query is 1600, whether he gets over it, but to my eye, I don't think he'll have a problem with it. Good jockey on board, and in a tough race, goes on top. Night's Watch in 2nd for me, drops in grade, or drops into a, what is arguably an easier group one here after racing the Maccabi Diva 2nd up, and ran on well from the back back to a 56 kilos here. Handicap conditions, Widgie Turf over the odds, and 17 Dyslexic if here, may run in Sydney though. 11-5-4-17.
Yeah, I'm with Sick and Darabout. He used to be one of yours, didn't he, John?
Yeah, he'll be going in a wide quaddy because it would just ruin me if he got up and won. But, you know, I've backed him a few times. He's run 4th, had him in the Quinella last start with Brimham Rocks, and he runs 3rd. So I don't mind what they've done to him, fresh and back to the mile with the blinkers on. So, yeah, some chance.
Yeah, from Age of Chivalry, Amphitrite and Muhammad Ice. So that's 6, 11, 10, 13. But having said that, my fun fact about the Toorak is that Saddlecloth 1 has won the Toorak in 4 of the past 9 years. But Saddlecloth 1 to 5 account for 13 of the past 15 winners. And that is in contrast to the Sir Rupert Clark Stakes, where it's been the bottom weights winning. So go up 200 metres 2 weeks later, another handicap, and all of a sudden the top weights are winning. So that certainly suits Joel's selection, Knight's Watch. The last at Caulfield is only a Group 2, but intrigue is added by the fact that there is a guaranteed berth in the $14 million Everest for the winner. But having said that, it's one of the weaker Scalacci Stakes in recent years. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I know horses just don't want to back up, I think, within a week for their grand final. Most of these Everest preps have sort of been planned to a T, although we've seen some horses had to revert to a plan B or a plan C, like the pair that ran last week, Sunlight Center and Elaine. So you thought maybe, you know, one of the big guns could have popped up here through their plan B or C, but not really to be. I've gone with number 3, the Bostonian. He ran well in the Moya, first up off the wide gate. 1100 is probably still short of his best, but he's really good fresh. He's good second up as well, and he's got a good gait. So I've lent his way. I reckon 7 Ashlaw's a good roughie. Geez, it'd be funny if he got into an Everest to help, I guess, the pace of things, along with Nature Strip, because he goes forward. I reckon his 2 runs have been pretty good this time in. 2 trekking, he'll be hard to hold out. He'll be a lot fitter for the fresh run, and 6 Viridine next best. But a tricky little finish to the quaddie.
And with Viridine on top, whether he'll measure up in an Everest if he was to win this, I'm unsure, probably not. But look, I think he has his chance in this. He was first up in the Moya Stakes and got a long way back, but I was able to fly home. And 1100 metres is certainly more his go than the 1000 metres he saw that night. Second up record reads well, and did trial well leading into this preparation. So 6 on top, trekking in next to stable mate. Similar story, got a long way back, flew home, and certainly suited up 100 metres in distance. Bonds away, no luck in that Moya, and Booker as well was probably a little luckless. So that Moya Stakes form for me in this, 6289 in the Scalacci.
Went for trekking to beat the Bostonian Dispatch and Viridine 2346. My best, race 7, number 5, Avilius. My value bet, race 2, number 9, Mandela Effect. Joel's best was race 9, number 5, Knight's Watch. His value bet, race 8, number 15, Soul Patch. Daniel's best, race 8, number 2, Delasan. Value bet, race 6, number 10, Emeralds. Randwick, once again, is the venue for Sydney Racing. There is plenty of black type, including a Group 1 and the new Silver Eagle. 500,000 first 3 home. Get into the Golden Eagle. But we start with race 4, Yulong Australia, Stan Fox Stakes, 1,500, 3-year-olds, Group 2 set weights.
Yeah, not the strongest Stan Fox. Obviously, it's moved in the calendar. But 1 Batiga, quite like the look of him. He's only won a maiden in a Class 1, but as I said, it's not the strongest Group 2, so I think he can take the step up. To beat 4 Fasano, 7 Rockamore, and 9 Cooey Rupp. An interesting late entry owned by Yulong for the Yulong Stan Fox, and she'd have to be some sort of a hope.
Yeah, with that late entry on top for me, Cooey Rupp, I think his 2 runs, his preparation in Melbourne have been quite good, and just forgive run last start. Listed grade, as Joel sort of touched on, not a strong Group 2, so won't be shocked to see her come up north and take this out. Famous in next, sent to the provincials last time for a bit of a confidence booster, did the job. I think a measure up here, Batiga, Smart Colt from the Gerald Ryan stable in next, and Bradenburg fourth. 9-2-1-3.
Race 5 at Randwick on Saturday, Polytrack Roman Consul Stakes, 1200 for 3-year-olds, Group 2, level weights 300,000.
Yeah, good race. We see the return of Group 1 winning 2-year-old Microphone. I've lent the way of Cosmic Force just with the run under the belt. And we must say that we're expecting the track to be quite wet. I think between 15 and 25 mils predicted Friday and Saturday. So if that arrives, then I'm sure we'll be in the heavy range at Randwick. And Cosmic Force, he saw a heavy 10 in the Pago and won by 7. So he's on top for me from 1 Microphone, 5 True Detective, who's been freshened back to the 1200, and 3 Accession. Hit the line pretty well late first up, may just want a bit further.
Yeah, with Cosmic Force also did enough first up. Of course, Standout beat him home that day, but And now with the run under the belt and the expected track forecast, he'll go on top. Microphone in next, resuming fruitful first or debut preparation, resulting in a Group 1 to end the prep and the size produce. Watch on him. I think he'll improve for what he does. Standout and True Detective, next best. Yeah, Cosmic Force on top, 2-1-4-5.
Race 6 at Randwick, Bentley Angst Stakes. 1,600 metres for mares at Group 3 level.
Yeah, I've gone with 8 Armangiri. Thought she was okay first up. She was a beaten favourite. She was sort of under the bat first, sort of early in the straight, and then sort of kept finding the line. That was a late entry for that race with just one trial under the belt. So I'm expecting plenty of improvement up to the mile. 2 Natoya, she's flying this prep. Excellent run in the Epsom. She won the autumn equivalent, the Aspiration Group 3 for mares over the Randwick Mile on a weak backup. So they're following that recipe here. I think number 10, Eugene's Pick's a good roughie. I'll be boxing those three up. I think she's going really well this time in. She's only been running in benchmark races, but she's been totally luckless twice. And she ran pretty well in that Natoya race in the autumn. So I think she's up to this at big odds. And 7, So Taken, next best.
I'm pretty keen to see Dyslexic up to the mile and looking to race it. Is probably devoid of speed. She might be able to go fold, roll along, and give them something to catch. Which is racing well this prep, and going to stick with her for one more run at the 1600 metres. Natoya, underrated, very good at running the Epsom. Noir is tracking up nicely, and 5 Organza are next. 4-2-1-5.
Big one is race 7 at Randwick, Mo and Chandon. Spring Champion Stakes, 2000 metres, level weights for 3-year-olds. Group 1 worth $1 million.
Yeah, well, the heavy track presents a bit of an unknown to the odds-on favourite Shadow Hero. He hasn't seen anything other than a good track, but what he did show last start was that he was a very exciting staying talent, and he's in a very short for the Victoria Derby, and obviously, as I said, odds-on for this. The wet is the unknown, but have to stick with him. Quick thinker, probably gets a lot closer to him on a wet track. He was very good on the heavy in the Ming Dynasty, then went 4 weeks into the gloaming, and had every chance. He was left behind by Shadow Hero, but that was on top of the ground. 3, Just Thinking. I think he can lead this with the blinkers on and take plenty of catching. He's the other one with a chance, because I don't think anyone saw Rhaegar leading last time, and that relegated to Just Thinking to doing a bit of chasing. But I think he gets the lead by himself here, so he can improve. And for the same reason, number 5, Rhaegar can improve if they ride him cold, which I think they will. 2-4-3-5.
Yeah, hard to go past Shadow Hero. Look, I thought he'd win in the gloaming. I didn't think he'd do that, though. He was a winner a long way from home, and it was some sort of display. Keen to stick with him again, although you've got to have some query about the wet track. Castle Vecchio in next, sharply up in distance to the 2,000 metres. I think it'll help him. Nothing really went right in the Golden Rose. Certainly a talented type. In next, Quit Just Thinking, and Quick Thinker in for 4th. Not a race with a great deal of depth, or a Group 1 with a great deal of depth, is it? But keen on 2, on top of 1, 3 and 4.
And race 8, the Silver Eagle, the new race. $500,000 for 4-year-olds over 1,300 metres. And as I mentioned, the trifecta horses will go into the $7.5 million Golden Eagle in a fortnight over 1,500. And Daniel, you've spoken to the trainer and part owner of Behemoth. The South Australian 4-year-old here has drawn the outside. Might be okay at that time of day, and we'll get back and run on anyway. You've made Behemoth your value bet.
Yeah, I just thought he was over the odds at the $12 price. Look, it'd be a great story, wouldn't it, if he was to come out, run well in this, or run top 3, and then have a crack at the $7.5 million race. Of course, it's a $6,000 purchase. Quite a few owners in him, and with an Adelaide trainer, David Jolly, taking on the big guns here in Sydney, as well as Scott Brunson with the Inevitable, who is the deserved favourite. I just thought, yeah, as I said, over the odds, Behemoth, I think he's a horse that can run into a bit of bad luck sometimes. He was very good in the Penny Edition, his first try of 1,400 metres. So I think he prefers the sort of middle distance trips, and happy to back on an each way basis Behemoth. 5 Inevitable in next, as I said, deserved favourite. Terrific win in a listed grade in Rooney Valley last start. It's only going to keep getting better, I would think. Military Zone flies second up, and Madame Rouge resuming for the Wallace stable, a horse I've got plenty of time for. To get bigger odds goes in next. 5, 3, 4, 12 for me.
Yeah, I'm with 3, the Inevitable. Both wins back from a spell have been excellent. And he handles the wet, so he's ticked that box. But sort of was tossing up between him and Fasika. Got a decent opinion of her. She was very good first up. Wide no cover. It was a good day to be on speed, but she was really tough. Battled on well. Nine Buffalo River, I think, is the other main hope. Unbeaten in Australia. We sort of don't really know his level yet, and he can put himself in a good spot. And Military Zone, yeah, goes really well second up. Expecting big improvement. One little query is the wet track. I think he's better on top of the ground, but we'll include him in for fourth.
All right, David takes care of the features at Round McDaniel's. Best was race 7, number 2, Shadow Hero, and value bet race 8, number 5, Behemoth. But Joel, we haven't heard about your specials yet.
Master of Wine, the best, race 2, number 12, placed in every run in Australia, yet to break through, but he's been placing behind some good horses, including Be Good to Your Mother, early in his early last preparation. Both runs back have been excellent. Just a little bit flat-footed last start, but got going late. That was the mile out to 2,000. Ideal. He's the best, and the value in the last. Race 9, number 6, Traumatised. Good, strong win first up at Wyong. Got back, weaved through the field, and came away. He measured up to this level last prep on a wet track. He chased home the informed Riverbird. So he's well up to it. 10 to 1 each way, worth a look in a tough finish to the day.
All right, they're racing on the course proper at Morfordville on Saturday. A couple of stakes races. First of them, Daniel, is race 5. It's the Hillsmith Stakes, 1,800 for 3-year-olds at level weights. Listed race for the Derby Oaks types.
Yeah, Tony and Calvin McAvoy, they as probably expected, stakes race Saturday. They held a good hand here. 4 of the 11 runners. With their probably the least fancied runner in Silent Sovereign, who's 4th up today. I thought she was very good in the Moorfield Guineas last start. She just couldn't really match it with Winnie Bon Vinici when they made their run sort of following that horse. Couldn't match that horse's sort of dash, but warmed up quite well and clearly her best work in the final 200 metres or so. Up to the 1,800 metres looks the perfect next step. And I think she represents overs in this 8 magazine for the Mar Eustace Stable. Impressive first up winner at Bendigo, beating Bella Bell. And they meet again here. Ratches has a chance, I think, also in the numbers. But 6, 8, 9, 10 in the Hillsmith.
The other listed race is race 8, Romeo's Durbridge Stakes, listed event over 1,200.
Yeah, with Everyday Lady, the 9. Look, I've been with her both starts, when I say been with her, I've had a spec back on both. She started big odds in both runs. She really measured up in the McEwen. It was only a length off some very good sprinters at Group 2 level. Then back to Group 3 at Caulfield. She was laying there. She's back again in grade to a listed level, 56.5 kilos, third up. She won third up last preparation, ticks a lot of boxes. So she's on top the 9. 11, Petrel, lightly raced type for Archie Alexander, gave a good return first up, improve a second up. 10, Miss Ayano, and 8, Marcel from Madrid, winning chances also. 9, 11, 10, 8.
All right, 5 and 8 with listed races, 6 and 7. See your specials, so you can construct a quaddy out of these. You start in race 6, your value bet's number 16, I Am.
Yeah, look, $4.55 about the price for her, so sort of a rock bottom odds for an each way go, but it's a big field, and I think that form last start behind the Sable Mate Sister is only a length and a half away from her. She drops in weight to the 54 kilos. And whilst this is a competitive race, hard to see her not finishing top three. So she's my best value. Race 6, number 16. In terms of her best, race after, race 7, as you said, Carla Luisa, third up now. Look, up to the 1,200 metres, I think, is perfect for her. She won well first up and then ran on well at the end of 1,100 last start. Looking for this extra ground now. Only carries 52.5 after the 3-kilo claim to Jerry Chow. Horse that's going well, consistent type, and she'll be hard to hold out. Race 7, number 6.
Joel, any contribution for Adelaide?
No, nothing for me.
All right, at Eagle Farm, there's a 9 race card. Daniel, and your best comes up in the 4th. It is number 4, Elixir.
It looks well placed, Elixir. Racing well this preparation, Liz Kelly Stable. 2 seconds at Eagle Farm at her past 2 starts, and bumped in a couple of handy ones, Sienna Rose and Enterprise Prince. Both of those would be even money in this. I just think going well and gets some weight relief with the informed apprentice claim. So the best, race 4 for Elixir. The value comes up 2 races later, race 6. I think Speaking Bad up to 2,200 metres is a tick for her because she's been working well over these sort of 2,000 metres last start. she was much better. But even throughout the preparation, she's been very consistent. She had a lot to do last start, got battle back in a race that was easily the better off for those up in the front. And she gets some weight relief from two of those horses she met that day, Please and Holbrook, who finished first and second above her. She finished third. So I think she can turn the table on those and be winning this at each way odds. Race 6, number 10.
All right, they're racing at Ascot on Saturday. Big fields there too in a 9-race card. BJ's Best, race 2, number 9, Sublime Image. His value bet, race 7, number 10. Nelson's Flight. Earlier in the day, Joel, across the Tasman, they are racing at Hawera and Matamata.
Yep, Hawera. Their best bet is Queen of Diamonds in the Group 3 Taranaki Breeders Stakes. That's race 7, number 13. Showed good ability as a filly, group winner. Baker Forsman trained, has trialled up well. And the value bet is in, at both meetings at this stage, Duck Road. Race 9, number 9 at Hawera, and race 4, number 4 at Matamata. Now, both tracks are left-handed. This horse's left-handed runs were all good. Chased home the talented Vigor winner a couple of times. But first up, went right-handed for the first time and just hung out, over-raced. It was just a complete forget run. So expecting sharp improvement from Duck Road. And at Matamata, the best bet is Harlech in the three-year-old race. Race 3, number 5, trained by Mike Maroney. Always showed talent, didn't break through in the first prep, but was a strong winner first up from a break, and just gave the impression that he could go on with the job. This is a bit tougher. The three-year-old sort of colts and geldings heading towards the guineas are probably playing for second or third, because Catalyst looks an absolute freak, and I think he's $1.15 to win the guineas in a few weeks. But Harlech could be one that can take the necessary improvement. If he wins again on Saturday, he could head down to the south and give a bit of a cheek behind the very exciting Catalyst. So a couple of decent programs there. A couple of interesting runners early in the day at Hawera. Race 1, number 4, Duke of Plumpton, co-owned by Paddy Payne, of course, where he trains at Plumpton, trained by Kevin Myers. And in the second race, Ripcord. Began his career with Kevin Myers, came across to Victoria and won a race, and then ran fourth at Caulfield. Can't remember if it was at the Galagotuses, I'm not sure, but interestingly that he's gone back to New Zealand off showing good promise here, and is back with Kevin Myers. They've thrown an entry for the New Zealand Cup, but that's probably getting a bit close. But yeah, a couple of horses worth watching early in the day in New Zealand.
Alrighty, well that is a massive, massive Saturday of racing around Australia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. We've got the form for Friday night at Cranbourne, Pinka Plate time, Saturday and Sunday, Cranbourne Cup Day. Daniel, you have done the Pinka Plate form. What do you got for us there?
Look, Ocean X has a couple of options, I think, down to run in the Cranbourne Cup on the Sunday as well. If Price and Kent elect to run in the Pinka, she should just be winning that. It's definitely not the greatest edition of that race in recent memory. She's $1.80 favourite, but I think that's probably a good price for her. She's been very good in three starts this preparation and just wants all of the 2,000 metres. She's 1-for-1 over the trip, and that stocks run behind Princess Jenny reads well for this. So she'll be really hard to beat, but yeah, look, take note, she's down to run the Cranbourne Cup, a good head that way as well. So she's the best, and I think a bit of value in earlier in the day in race number 2. A Reliable Lisa in the Stayers race, the 2,000 metre race. $31, she's come up. I thought her last start run behind Little Phoenix was quite good. First go at the trip with that run under the belt with a reasonable off the quick backup. I think she's just well over the odds, Reliable Lisa. I think $31. So the best Ocean X in the Pinka and the value race 2, number 8.
Anyone had a look at the Cranbourne Cup?
I have. Now I'm trying to remember what I tipped. As you said, Ocean X is in it.
Blaine CL,
James McDonald to ride. Captain Cook will be hard to beat, but I've gone Looks Like Elvis, who was just flying in Brisbane, warranted a trip down here. And when he got the gap, I thought, hello, he might blow them away in the Turnbull. He just lacked a bit of class in the last 200 metres, but he ran pretty well. If he runs up to that, gee, I reckon he'll take beating. Captain Cook, obviously, I'm backing in his form at Caulfield, so he would have to rank as the main danger.
Alrighty, don't forget, as I said, to pick up your winning post. Got all your favourite columnists and features, as well as your form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, fields for Monday. Still only $5.50. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend, Daniel.
We'll head to Adelaide, race 7, number 6, Carla Luisa, I think over the odds at $6, so $20 on that.
I'll go Randwick. We'll get it early because we'll need a bank for Caulfield. Race 2, number 12, Master of Wine.
And I will go early at Caulfield, race 2, number 9, Mandela Effect. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.